This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, May 26th. God's word to you today is togetherness. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 3, and it says, "Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace." Note, we are not making an effort to create unity. Unity is created by the Spirit of God. But we are to make every effort to keep the unity that has been created by the Spirit of God. We are all members of one body as we come to Jesus. The brotherly love binds us, and God creates unity. We are to make every effort to keep that unity. Nothing destroys unity faster than telling lies, letting your anger control you, stealing, using foul or abusive language, and bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander. But why did God say we should make every effort to keep unity? Ephesians 4 verses 4 to 6 says, "For there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all." The unity is created under God. We are to make an effort to keep that unity. Psalms 133 verses 1 to 3 from the New King James Version says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." When a group of people is blessed, when God's people are blessed, if you check, you will find that they are united. When the enemy wants to take away or attack the blessing, he attacks the unity. So when the Bible says to make every effort, it means to bring all the arsenal you have and get ready to fight anything that attacks the unity in your family, home, business, and in your church. Ephesians 4 verse 7 says, "However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ." We all have individual gifts. Everyone has a gift. Nobody is empty. I can assure you that your gift is not gossiping. Please read 1 Corinthians 12. It enumerates individual gifts, and you will not find the gift of gossiping on that list. Ephesians 4 verse 11 says, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers." These are the gifts to the church, to the local church, and to the community of believers. So we see two levels of gifts, individual, personal gifts, enumerated in 1 Corinthians 12, and the gifts to the body. Let us pray. Father, I bring my church family and my sphere of influence before you. Help us remain united and catch for us the little foxes that try to ruin our vineyard of love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.